Hi, this is Alan Chartok. I'm here with Representative Paul Tanko, Democrat of New York's 20th District. I think I should say good friend and a person I much admire.
Paul, thank you. And back at you.
Back at me.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, I have more hair.
I can't tell. You're wearing a hat.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, you're right.
Okay, let's talk about the 2016 campaign.
Sure.
I know you're a Hillary person. Mm-hmm. Most of the politicians in New York State are Hillary people. Let me give you a scenario.
Okay.
Bernie wins in Nevada, if mm-hmm. he does, and comes much closer than people think in South Carolina, where half the primary voters are of color. What happens then?
I think, you know, this is far from over. I think there's a long stretch here. Super Tuesday is going to bear great relevance. And perhaps, New York State may matter in the primary sweepstakes.
Yeah, because we're way at the end, and every year people say maybe New York is going to count for something this year. It won't all be decided by the time we get to New York.
Right, but there's no denying it's a contest out there. And the sentiment from both sides of the fence, both Republican and Democratic primaries and caucuses, is somewhat an anti-establishment momentum that's out there, that's real. And, you know, it speaks to the emotional content of this campaign. But we also need to have the, the substance. So the sizzle and the steak has to be there. And I think that, you know, therein lies the strength of Hillary Clinton because of her workability, her ability to get things done and, you know, to have a plan of attack that will lead us to a stronger outcome for middle class and families.
But Paul, the rap on Hillary Clinton from so many people is, this is going to be a two-part question, is that she's establishment and that she takes money from the banks. And look, I hear that a lot here on the radio. The second thing I want to know from you is, and how you react to that, but the second thing I want to know from you is how come the New York Democratic establishment is not thinking either way? Everybody seems to be for Hillary, the mayor of New York, the governor of New York, you. So many people are there. Where are the Bernieites? And what makes New York so solid for Hillary?
Well, I think that look, there's no denying we need campaign finance reform. I think it's been botched by the Supreme Court. We need definitely to get money out of the politic arena, and where there has to be more of an emphasis on modest contributions. I couldn't agree more. While those changes are required, people have played by the rules that are out there. And I think that Hillary's defense has been, look, while I may have taken some PAC monies, show me where I have played into that as a special interest. You know, I myself find myself pointing to my voting record to show people where there is not this undue influence from some of these groups that contribute. But I couldn't agree more. We need campaign finance reform. In terms of...
Wait. You don't really believe, Paul, that somebody gives you, in the case of Governor Cuomo, his war chest of $16 million. The people aren't giving him all that money because they want something back for it.
Yes. Well, I would think there's an expectation. And I think, again, the integrity that you build is by, you know, taking those resources, winning an election, and then your voting record, once you're in office, speaks to your integrity and your ability to sort through the issues and make the best decision. But I think that influence is something that needs to be weakened. And I think that we need to have a much fairer outcome in terms of how we raise political capital for political revenues for our political campaigns. I think the strength in New York, where are the Bernieites? You know, there are a number of people that in exit polling, including millennials, that are much behind the senator.
I'm not talking about the peoples, as we used to say. I'm not talking about the peoples. I am talking about now the political class in this state. It seems to be pretty unified behind Hillary.
Well, I think that's not a surprise because of her working with so many while she was senator for the United States in the United States Senate. representing New York. You know, one of the strengths, I think, of her campaign, from my perspective, is the outstanding work that we were able to do on energy policy. In fact, when she did her listening tours, way in the beginning of her listening tours, her crew reached out to my my staff and asked if we could have a one-on-one meeting so that we could go through what I thought were the energy issues in this state. And I was impressed by her ability to consume what is a very technical issue. The questions she had asked were, you know, just an expression of her intellect, her ability to be able to sort through some very technical issues. And, you know, we're on the same page in terms of advancing alternatives, innovation, you know, renewable energies, making this state a very strong state. Now we're the go-to. This region, the capital region that I represent, is one of the fifth hottest bits of real estate in the country for green-collar, high-tech, innovation, job growth. And she was part of that development that enabled us to provide the foundation that offered good outcomes. So her ability to work on these issues in a real strong way, to roll up her sleeves and consume all of the dynamics and perspectives on that issue and sort through it and offer sound policy. She was there when they did the energy bill. So
I get
that's
it.
What moves me.
Yeah, no, I get it. But, you know, the one thing about you that I love is that people have always known you to be a progressive in every sense of the word. And yet, and there are tens of thousands, maybe millions of people out there who support Bernie Sanders because his basic message is of inequality, right. You know, in this country. So we're set with, do you want a guy who has the right message and who you will feel closer to, or do you want somebody who can win? Now, Hillary versus Trump is one thing. Sanders versus Trump, let's just say, is another. So there's a whole political dimension to you. Do you shoot the moon with a candidate who some people feel can't win?
Right. I think electability is important in the decision-making process here because I think of the alternative. If Mr. Trump becomes Mr. President, if Senator Cruz becomes the president, if Senator Rubio becomes the president, I think that would tell me that most likely the majorities in the House and the Senate were further deepened and a Republican will be in the White House. And the messaging that they're pouring forth, their intolerance, their insensitivity, their lack of connection to the middle class working families of this country, it concerns me what direction the country would take.
I only have a minute, so I want to ask you a question. You've set up a new website.
Yes.
How important is a website for a politician? You got 1 minute.
Oh, I think in this day and age of social media and the reliance on technology, it's a great connection for the constituency. Many people are even in the Middle Ages, like baby boomers like myself.
Middle Ages are sometimes before BC.
I know, middle age, or baby boomers such as myself, more and more reach to technology. So to me, connecting is so important, and being well-versed, hearing, listening to what the constituents have to say. Our new website, tonko.house.gov, is...
Was it
tonko.house.gov? Okay. I'm very pleased with how we've been able to improve it.
Well, Paul Tonko, we love having you with us. It's always great when you come in, we talk, then I go out and people say, hey, I heard you with Paul Tonko, they say.
I hear the same thing.
You know Paul Tonko, they say? So it's great to talk to you, Paul. And when we come back the next time, I got lots more for you.
Thank you.